This is Studio Flow's VMA recap, Sarah J. Is that a good name?
Yeah, we'll call it that.
I need you to like stay on the mic because you like to lean in and blah, blah. All right, the 2017 VMAs, man. You said, and I quote, "The VMAs ain't for us." You still feel that way?
Yep, I do.
Why? I feel like it. There was you. I think you knew most of the people performing, right?
No, I did not. Well, I knew of them. That's it. But I knew of some of these people because they're forced down my damn throat. What did I tell you? I said,
you said, you know, Shawn Mendes.
I said,
played at the World Job.
Exactly. I told you that he's played on the, I don't know, whatever the safe station is for a clinic of Sirius XM. That song comes on a lot.
All right. So let's get these awards out the way, because, I mean, even though it's an award show, nobody cares about the awards, right? Kendrick Lamar won for Video of the Year on Humble. Artist of the Year went to Ed Sheeran.
Boo.
Okay, all right. Best New Artist went to Khalid. Best Collaboration, Zayn and Taylor Swift, I Don't Want to Live Forever. Best Pop, Fifth Harmony featuring Gucci Mane, Down. Best Hip Hop, Kendrick Lamar, Humble. Best Dance, Zedd and Alicia Cara, Stay. Best Rock, 21 Pilots. 21 Pilots still around. There you go. Heavy, Dirty Soul. Best Fight Against the System. Every nominee won. So Alicia Cara. Alicia Cara. Is it Alicia or Alisa?
Alicia.
Scars to Your Beautiful, Logic featuring Damian Lamar Hudson, Black Spider-Man. The Hamilton Mixtape, Immigrants. Parentheses, We Get the Job Done. Big Sean, Light. Taboo featuring Shailene Woodley, Stand Up and Rock, hashtag no DAPL, and John Legend, Surefire. That was the one introduced by Heather Hayes' mother. She was the lady who lost her life in the Charlottesville. This was a really political show because I think Paris Jackson had mentioned it. They had the pastor introduce Heather Hayes, and I was asking you, like, if this bad, well, not Paris Jackson, obviously, but the pastor and the Heather Hayes mother thing, if Charlottesville doesn't happen, I often wonder, like, what would have been in that slot? Like, what you guys...
Even in the apocalypse.
My bad. What would have been the thing that would have... What did you knock out? Or did you go like... Because I've never done an award, so obviously. But I wonder how it works. Like, do you leave some time for, like, current events or... give speeches? Like, you didn't have a Kanye West sitting up there rambling off for 5 minutes. So I don't know. That's just my thoughts. Let's Katy Perry hosting. Anything?
Did she win an award or did she just get to host and perform?
She didn't. I did not name Katy Perry, Sarah. I just went through all these. Oh, I'm sorry. I stopped. I think all the ones I named, maybe it was air. Best Cinematography, Humble. Best Direction, Humble. Best Art Direction, Humble. Best Visual, Humble. Best Choreography, Kanye West, Fade. We saw Teyana Taylor. She had the Janet Jackson look. I'm worried. I love Teyana Taylor. Think she's dope, but her frame is looking very small. Maybe I never pay attention, but she's looking real small.
It's all about the abs and the titties. Nothing else matters.
All right. Best Editing, Young Thug, Wyclef Jean. Is that the one
that he's not in?
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. I love that video. Song of the Summer. When did this become a thing? Hold on. Let me see what was nominated here. Lil Uzi Vert, EXO Tour Life won. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You was nominated. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber. How you pronounce this?
That's Despacito.
Despacito. I called it Desperado. Shawn Mendes, There's Nothing Holding Me Back. That Despacito, that was a lot of people was like, it should have been nominated for more. It should have been a performance. I don't know why they didn't do it.
I told you why. Justin Bieber don't know the words.
So what do they do? They feed him line by line?
Like, no, he just be up there mumbling like, Despacito, burritos,
but you gotta
and say, all this other
you gotta
stuff.
Say, like, that's one of the number one, like the fastest, number one song for a while, right? It's number one most watched video on YouTube. Was it Mexican American, Latin? The Latino community is the largest minority group in America. So, I mean, you could have made time to have that. Camila, Fifth Harmony, Gucci Mane, Down, Camila. That was a girl who was in it, right? Cabela. She used to be in, featuring Quavo, OMG, DJ Khaled, Rina, Bryson Tiller, Wild Thoughts, Demi Lovato, Sorry Not. That song is really new. Like, y'all nominated that for Song of the Summer shouldn't be a thing because your award show is in the summer. You don't really give things time to breathe. All right, let's talk about this Fifth Harmony shit. So we'll get into our performances and we might as well start there. Was that shade? I was going to ask something stupid. Was shade necessary? But when is shade ever necessary?
Somebody said on Twitter that it wasn't shade because the girl, and I don't know Fifth Harmony like that. I guess it's Camila. Yes, that's her name, Camila. They said it's not shade because she decided to jump away from the group. We didn't push her out of the group.
Okay. All right. I mean, whatever floats your boat, or find your lost remote. I'm just saying, like, if she decided to walk away and you guys were cool with it, I mean, you guys are still winning awards. You guys just dropped an album. It just seemed kind of strange. I thought the performance was cool. I'm glad it was nice to see Gucci Mane bring out his fiance while he did his performance.
Yo, real quick, though, I don't understand the appeal with these girls.
I mean, they're a girl group in a land of where there's no girl groups. It's like One Direct. Could you imagine?
So is that why they're dominating?
It might be. I mean, they make decent pop music. But could you imagine if One Direction came up in the land of like Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, Heat, No 5, and NSYNC? Like, One Direction came out with, there's no competition. Like, they didn't have to worry about nothing. It was just like, all right, put five good-looking guys together. Done. Like, easy. A little easier. I don't want to say easy. Like, I could just,
I'm pretty sure you can find another girl group out there right now.
I mean, there's the UK group Mix. Are they still Mix?
Yeah, they still exist.
Well, look, it is what it is. So the Lorde performance, that mess stuck out to me because this girl was just hopping around the stage, and I found out that she was actually sick, and she had posted a picture of her saying, like, she put it on Twitter, you can't tell in these pictures, but I have the flu so bad, I need an IV. She posted this August 27th. So that's why she didn't sing. But my thing is, don't even perform. Like, it's not like Jordan flu game. Like, you didn't sing through it. You just hopped on the stage. You did bad dancing. You did crazy dancing, crazy make your penis soft dancing.
Wow. She's not a stripper, John.
No, I mean, that's from Dave Chappelle when he's like, that crazy dancing made my penis soft. And she wasn't stripping either. Like, it was garbage. And I was like, you just hopping around. I'm like, no, you could have let somebody else have that slot. Like, dude, seriously, let Cardi B be on the main stage and Lorde, take that to the side.
They should have just did that. She should have been like, man, I can't do this performance. They could have edited it in the beginning.
What's up with, speaking of main stage, the Julia Michaels and who was the other guy? I think he's up here. Is it Kyle? When they start doing like this side stage when they go to commercial breaks and your stuff, I know the BET Awards is known for that, but I don't remember the MTV doing that.
They don't have that much time. Yo, but in all honesty, with all these performances, well, let's get through the performances and I'll tell you why I didn't like the show.
30 Seconds to Mars with that heat vision thing. Nope. I'm like, whatever. Shawn Mendes. It was just a bass performance, him and the guitar. Ed Sheeran was kind of dope because of the Uzi vert transition, but I was thrown off like Cardi B was when Ed Sheeran was singing.
The beginning.
Yeah. Now, Ed Sheeran, he remixed Tory Lanez. What was the Tory Lanez sample he came out with first?
I don't know.
Was it Brownstone? Oh, I apologize. Whatever. Yeah, you know, he's like, say it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
was
the
that
Brownstone.
Tory Lanez or yeah. Bryson? Okay.
That was Tory Lanez.
Okay, yeah. Ed Sheeran remixed that. Demi Lovato. No, Demi Lovato and Dance and DNCE and Rod Stewart. Nope, get off the show. I'm not here for acts where you're not in the building. They weren't even in the same city because I think Billboard did the same thing with
Drake. No, okay.
Because Drake went out, but they were in Vegas and Drake went outside and performed at the dope fountain or whatever. But I'm like, still, if I'm in the audience, the last thing I'm going to look at is the screen. The only people that should be looking at the screen are the people at home. Doesn't make any sense. And did you really need that moment? Like Rod Stewart, as you called him, the White Walker. Like, no,
I
was
like, I thought we turned off Game of Thrones. There's a White Walker right here on MTV.
Katy Perry,
that
Nicki
man
Minaj.
Has so much Botox in his face or a full-fledged facelift. There is no way Rod Stewart looks like that for real.
Rod Stewart is 135 years old. A lot of people don't know this. Swiss Witch is a cool song, but Nicki, why didn't you sing? Like, and she didn't even know if she wanted to fake the singing, so she like put it back up to her mic, but she was like, You're not singing this part. I did see Remy Ma say, "What's good, Nicki?" But that was like on a commercial break. She was with Terrence J. I thought this was over. I thought we dead at this beef. I thought, you know, she won the best hip hop at the BET Awards. She had her Summer Jam moment. What are we doing? I think this is the first time they've been in the same building together since the beef, because Nicki did not go to the BET Awards.
I'm sure they were very, very separated.
Yeah. Alicia Cara performed a 2-year-old song. Still was cool. I mean, that's what you want. I mean, she's not going to be dancing around stage. That's not her persona. Miley Cyrus, she debuted that song, I believe.
It wasn't that bad. She has a good voice.
Yeah. The song, a new single called Younger Now. But I think she's, I don't know if it's me not liking this Miley Cyrus or it's me bringing in the shit she said about hip hop into it. I'm like, I hope you fail. Like, fuck you. You don't get to try on hip hop and then go to some other shit and be like, succeed. I'm like, nope.
Remember how mad people were when Beyonce was at the CMA award, the CMAs or something? Or the CMT Awards or something like that? Talk about Beyonce doesn't need to be there. Why is she even doing country?
I was mad how they did her because they didn't post that video. But they got a huge spike when they did, so they used her. And that was bogus. I mean, she got paid or whatever happened. She got the exposure. But she brought the Dixie Chicks with her, right?
The Dixie Chicks brought her because it was the Country Music Awards.
Whatever. We just don't say the Dixie Chicks. I like them. But they got shunned from the country music scene because they didn't like Bush. Like, I don't understand, like, oh, because it's country music, we got to be conservatives. I'm like, no, you don't have to be. Just make up your own mind. Listen, honestly, not to be political, we shouldn't even really choose, like, blue or red. It's like Crust and Bloods or whatever. Just, like, because there's going to be somebody on either side that's like, oh, I like these ideas. It should be... choose the candidate for you in this particular instance. Cause I'm pretty sure like the person running for your alderman might be saying great things, but he just might be a Republican. And the person running for city councilman, a comptroller, or a mayor might be a Democrat, but I'd be talking to you. Don't just shun him because, oh, fuck this guy. He's not on my team. The Logic thing. We are born equal, but we're not treated equal. All right, Logic, cool. I mean, it is what it is. I thought it looks like a dope VMA moment, but it looks like also like you were going for that dope VMA moment. Like when Eminem had all the blonde M&Ms, it didn't look like Eminem was doing that. Like, this is going to be look dope. This is going to look dope in a couple of years when they look back on that. But it looked like, I'm going to have y'all in this t-shirt. Y'all going to be wearing the Suicide Hotline. This is going to look amazing. Like, it kind of came off like that to me. Watching Pink was weird because she didn't do the trapeze shit that she usually does. I liked her speech about talking to her little girl about like her daughter was saying like kids make fun of me, they say I'm a boy and all this and blah blah blah, and she was like, hey, they say that about me, but I still sell out arenas. I don't change, you don't have to change, and blah blah. So I thought that was dope, but it's sad that Pink would do a medley but she never goes to that first album. And I like the first album. I know she doesn't like it, but it's weird because Pink's first album, to go back to what we talked about in the weekly wrap up, is not like Jay-Z and Sunshine. Like, I never want to hear Jay-Z rap Sunshine. It'd be kind of dope if he did, but I'm like, I'm not going to be like, man, you should just rap it. You kind of murdered that. But some of the songs on that first album, Pink bodied, and I know it wasn't her style.
She did, but that's not who she wants to be, so.
That's got to suck if that's like, that was your entry to Pink, and you've been rocking with her whole career, and you go to show after show, and she's like, she don't do that one track off of that.
Yo.
Fuck you, L.A. Reid. Like, if she didn't have a hand in writing that, I'm mad because L.A. Reid should have gave that to an artist who, like a Christina Milian, if he had her at that time, to somebody who's like, oh, I'm going to perform these songs 10, 15, 20 years later. Because now the songs are just dead. I remember when I first heard those songs too, that from that first album when those singles were dropping, I thought it was Destiny Child. I was like, Destiny Child got a new song? Before I saw who Pink was. You think she don't perform those songs because like she broke up with Tretch and she was like, I'm just done with this shit. Fuck it. That's like probably Tretch's favorite album.
Tretch? You used to date Tretch from Naughty by Nature?
I thought you knew this.
No.
What? I put you on? I mean, let me double check so I don't think I messed up. Tretch calls Naughty by Nature's track with Pink a smoker. Pink dating history. I didn't know Tretch's real name is Tretch right here. Yep, I told you. That's the only brother she dated. She dated a girl. I didn't know that. Christina Loken. She dated Tommy Lee. Okay, all right. All right. We're going back to where we were at.
I don't remember seeing this on her Behind the Music.
Doon, 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 doon.
She only talked about her current husband.
Oh, I would hope so. You think when you get a Behind the Music or MTV Diary, they're going to be like, Sarah's going to be like, I'm digging deep into my dating career. I'm like, no, the hell you not. You better be like Joe Budden. Like, you ain't had nobody before me. So.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Melissa was born from immaculate conception. Kendrick Lamar. I think that's the only one we didn't do right.
He had the dopest performance of the night. He was Kung Fu Kenny.
I'm surprised they kicked it off with that and then followed up with Ed Sheeran. They were just like, look, we're going to do what's the name? Somebody said it was when they had the fire and the climb the fence. That was like Super Mario World.
Mm-hmm.
In the little, I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't catch that. But he did snap. He got the Nike contract going for him. So happy for that. Then we had the debut of the Taylor Swift album. So we're going to end with this. I thought all in all, they said they were they beat Game of Thrones in the teenage demographic, which is 13 to 19. Good for you.
Why would you even bring that up?
Because it's not a good, it's a win, but it's not a good win because television loves 18 to 34. That is the demographic you go after. So
I thought it's not 18 to 49.
Maybe a man, I think, but I think 18 to 34 might be men and women. I've always heard 18 to 34, but if 18 to 49 is even better, that means I'm still in it. Still in it, baby. Still doing it. All right. Taylor Swift. So we're a day after. Tiana Taylor, just real quick, she's releasing an album. Supposed to be releasing an album on Halloween. So that's going to be Tiana Taylor and Chris Brown. I just saw that in my Insta paper that I have up. So y'all be like, how'd you go from that to that? So in 24 hours, it has ranked in 31 million views. It broke Adele's record for Hello, which was at 27.7 million. And it might pass Despacito.
It might
only because like Taylor has this thing where if you want to get tickets, like you can watch videos, watch things, and then you get bumped up the line, which is kind of dope. So like only real fans can get the tickets. So they might just push her over the edge to like, oh no, I need to watch this video on repeat. But people have been breaking down this video. I meant to watch it a couple more times, but I did see these articles that some of these scenes might have been throwing shots, like the bathtub scene, like might be throwing shade at Kim Kardashian when she got robbed.
Yeah, but then they said there is a dollar in the tub, just $1, so that's throwing shade because she sued that DJ that touched her ass or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, I'll sue him, but I'm only going to sue him for like a dollar. That's it.
Yeah, and the Joseph Swift is seen laying in the bathtub, glittering plus a single dollar bill. She was awarded from her groping child. People are really looking deep. I think I have another one that's the Billboard one. Yeah, the video references. Because, I mean, what do you think? We talked about like the zombie coming up and then like her being dead and all this stuff. I don't know if that this video lends itself to being broken down by that, but listen, let's see. Despite Katy Perry claims that she's willing to call a truce, Taylor has yet to make nice. In another apparent swipe at Katy Perry near the end of the video, Taylor's alter ego drops a reference to collecting receipts, which coincidentally Katy mentions in her single Swish Swish, where she sings, and karma's not a liar, she keeps receipts. Oh, okay, I thought maybe it was for
Kim Kardashian.
Might be both. Swift takes a ride on a giant swing while sitting on a huge gilded cage, which a number of people have compared to Miley Cyrus 2010 clip for Can't Be Tamed, which features a very similar scene. She won't beat for Molly. one of the most notable digs is the bathtub. They say that's about the Denver radio DJ, David Mueller. This one, the Beyonce one, was when they're all standing together. She got her hands on her hip. That's when he's like, look, video is not in her art space.
Whew, the beehive probably attacked that dude.
But then she has the gold bat. And then see, Beyonce has the bat. Shout out to y'all people. Taylor Swift, look what we, what was this one? It said, yet another Beyonce reference was Taylor ends up on standing on top of a mountain of her former alter egos and incarnations, which eagle-eyed beehivers have noted is a bit like Beyonce's grown woman clip, though B celebrates her former selves instead of attacking him. Well, maybe, you know what? I wonder, I always do this with videos. There's like a lot of people on TV who don't watch TV. A lot of people in movies who don't really watch movies. I'm supposed to assume that Taylor Swift have seen every Beyonce video. This more might be on the director of just jacking ideas, and she didn't even know what was going down. All I know is people are going to be nitpicking, and I think we should probably pay attention to see who's going to respond. Like, is Kim going to... Beyonce never going to respond. That's just not going to happen.
Well, Kanye and Kim already said that they are not worried about Taylor Swift. They do not have time for that.
Okay.
Well, that's what a source told TMZ, that they are not worried about that.
Well, I'm going to be, but I know people are going to be checking to see how well this video does on the charts. The song does on the charts, whenever the album is dropping, how that's going to do. And it's going to be criticized and scrutinized because she's coming off 1989. So I really hope she has something to say on this album and not just like, oh, well, it's about time for me to say something. So that is that. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed this VMA recap.
Real quick before we go, MTV. They trash, man, because I don't know if you heard, because we didn't really watch the whole show. They tried to do a Chester Bennington performance.
Oh, yeah. They didn't do one, or
they started doing the tribute or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And showing video clips or something. And they cut it off and went to a commercial.
Oh, wow.
And this is my thing with MTV. MTV has to remember where it came from. Like, you tried to do a Linkin Park or a Chester Bennington tribute. You fucked it up. And there was no tribute to George Michael. Like, George Michael had some of the biggest videos for early MTV.
You would think it's always mixed messages, because like I was telling you the other night, that I don't like the commercial for TRL, Total Request Live, because it's built on nostalgia. And I'm like, the people who grew up with TRL are not coming back for TRL. The people you have hosting it and the audience you're seeking are young. They don't care that Destiny Child and Eminem and whoever else they have in that clip, like Backstreet Boys, they don't care about it. So I'm like, who are you selling this to? You should just be like, play today's music with just hashtag TRL and then the date coming. Because you might get people to be like, the young generation be like, what is TRL? And then get to looking up like, oh, okay, I might want to check this out. I still think,
dude, TRL was almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, I'm happy you're bringing it back. It's cool. I don't give a fuck if you bring it back.
You know what's weird is that there's girls at my job that 20 years ago, they were like 2 and 4. They don't even know what TRL is.
No. And I'm like, who are you grabbing with this? Kids watch videos online. They're not going to sit and wait for their video to be played
on a countdown.
No, they don't that care.
Yeah, but like I said, MTV, they trash for that, because like, it's just trash. It really is. Like, you have a Michael Jackson VO Vanguard Award. It doesn't make sense. So there's some apparent nostalgia with your show, but you won't do a tribute to a nostalgic artist. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, especially why? Because you think it's not going to keep your young demographic? Like, that's dumb to me.
Yeah, and that doesn't make sense, because I would be willing to bet that whenever, what is it? It's not vinyl only. Maybe it's wax only that Power 106 does out of LA, where he grabs like a classic album and they'll play the samples from it. And then there's a website who sampled. And then there's always these, I talked about Rhythm Roulette. And then there's other like breakdown of the beats that Genius does, where producers will be like, oh, I got this sample, I got this. And when maybe, I don't think I'm the only person who, when they hear samples, go and look at that song. So I'm thinking like, you guys can always pay tribute to your, like a George Michael or something of that stature, because people are going to go back and go listen and be like, oh, well, I hear a lot of George Michael in this artist today and blah, blah. And that's a new connection, a new bond that I feel like they leave on the table. They move fast with their music, as fast as like Nick and Knight has moved. Mm-hmm. Like when I was young, my mom loved Nick and Knight. And I remember being a kid, she was watching I Love Lucy, My Three Dads, Patty Duke. Everything was black and white. Now, in high school, Nick and Knight, Nick and Knight was already playing Fresh Prince and all that. And I'm like, this should not be here yet. What are you, they're friends? And now they're done. They have that. They don't add anything else. They're playing George Lopez like 2 years after George Lopez was off the air. How is that on Nick and Knight? Like, they're both Viacom stations. Let's let y'all know, Nickelodeon, MTV. I'm like, you're moving too fast. And I understand music moves at a quicker speed than television does. But you still can bring, and here's the thing I noticed about the VMAs too, is you notice this, when we were growing up, and especially when the VMAs was coming into its own, you had to be at the VMAs. You had to be seen. The VMAs was a dope thing. It was like, all right, this is going to be fun for the artists, and they love coming there because it's like, maybe it's more about the fans. And that was before we had the Billboard and the People's Choice and all these other award shows that we have. Now, they were big. But now it looked like that crowd was not filled with celebrities. It looks like celebrities do not show up unless they're getting an award or performing. That's it. Like, they was trying so hard to scan. They kept showing that short hair girl. And I'm like, who is this? Like, they was like, well, she was the only one who was like wilding out as far as like giving them energy to dance to. But everybody else was just like, whatever. And usually, I feel like the Grammys and the Oscars. And
Ed Sheeran wanted to go to his hotel room and watch Game of Thrones really finale.
He really did. He was so tired. He was like, okay, I'll stay. All right, let's get out of here. So you guys have, after this, what we do first? Did we do Dave East first? We did Dave East first.
After this, we ain't doing no more VMA recaps. They trash.
Okay.
Right. It's not for us.
Dave East and ASAP Ferg. It's the first time we've done this. Yeah, we usually do the Grammys, though. All right, at one and only at Kicks and Coffee. Until next time, guys. Peace.